It's All Things Monday Motivation. Kenneth, Mr. Moy, Kareem, welcome to Rise FM.
Hey, Sister Tangujan.
Ngiyaphilunjani?
I know, I'm superb. Today's topic, it's for innovators.
Absolutely.
Especially those that are afraid to start izinto, those that are afraid to tap into new. So there are three basic fears that mutes your innovation.
Yeah.
For an example, fear of kala to ukuthi nje sibe fast is fear of the unknown. There's an enemy in this life. Esingaziwa ukuthi ubani. And then this is the fear of the unknown. You want to start that record label, you want to start that business, but then there's something that's scaring you.
Yeah.
But can I tell you, Uguti, usually what scares you is actually you. One of the writers, Uti, it is not that we are inadequate, but Uti, it is because we are so much perfect and so much good beyond measure. So then we are enemies of our own goodness. So sometimes because you grew up in bitterness, because you grew up in pressure and challenges and maybe unforeseen events that have crushed your confidence, that have crushed your greatness. So when you have to go out there and do something exceptional and do something that's going to bring up your unique, if your Ubuti experience has never actually kissed a beauty.
Yeah.
And if the experience has never kissed a beauty, she's totally by enemy of your own greatness. This unknown is you and what you possess and the inner greatness that is bestowed within you. That's enemy number one. That's fear number one. Fear of the unknown. Now, fear of failure is number two. Fear of failure is number two. That causes people that not to actually innovate isn't. Let me put it like this. The root of failure is fear of failure. Let's say that again. The root of failure is fear of failure. Why are people afraid of failure? It is because they do not know what the flip side of failure, or I mean the flip side of success is failure. Or can I put it like this? Failure is part of success, but failure is then the lesson part of success. But because people don't know that, they are afraid of that because they think failure is the opposite of success. No, failure and success are actually cousins. It's just that if failure, it turns out on the education part. Because every time you fail, the question you need to ask it is, what is it that I did not do right to actually get to where I am? So one of our biggest challenges is actually our fear of failure. So number three, Sengvala, fear of embarrassment. Bazothini nangitholakala ngithengisa amazambane. Bazothini nangitholakala ngigeza amakari. Bazothini mangitholakala ngenzani. Let me put it like this. Every expert was once a novice.
Yes.
Eating it in. Every expert was once a novice. Every billionaire once borrowed a space for something. So if you actually begin to stop ukwenza izinto ngoba usaba ukufaila, I mean ngoba usaba embarrassment, people abasaba embarrassment are custodians of failure, are custodians of a limit. They actually live for a limit. So for us to be able to start, for us to be able to innovate, as we shut our ears and live in the sea and listen to the waves of the sea and actually follow through, because it's success here to. So you can't look for it from other people. So for you to actually succeed, you will need to innovate.
Mr. Kareem, so often do we stay in our comfort zone, not because we're comfortable, but because of fear. Because we are afraid.
We are afraid. And as it's so long, I'm busy. Usabani. uyazithaka na impendulo
angeke akutshele
but ke mina ngiyazi ukuthi usaba le greatness yakho iyokuthusayo
yo Mr. Kareem, it's so true. This is so true. And I think it's a conversation that most of us needed to hear as we get closer to, you know, the end of the year. Because once July angaphela, Mr. Kareem, we go really into the second half of the year we've entered already. What have you done the past 7 months? And I think nobody would have an answer because of fear. We are so scared to go out there. Siyasaba ukuthi umuntu utothini. You made an example with somebody who's scared to sell potatoes, but you don't understand that you selling potatoes might end up with you being the owner of a potato brand.
Nazoke, nazoke. Usaba lokho because sometimes uzothola ukuthi uyophatha i-brand ibe nama branches all over the world, kanti waqala ngamazambane.
Yo. Mr. Kareem, thank you so much, man. That's our Monday motivation. Next week, same time, same place. You are going to be back.
Now, Vogue, next week again.